He had to go and he's coming back.
Oh, I'm saying, put out. You put these out?
Yeah.
You did that? You printed it out? That's very nice. Thank you. Hey. We will commence.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, so as advertised, tonight's share is about the Shabbos Goy. Which is not something recent. This is something that has always been part and parcel of Shabbos observance. Of the Rav Sofer writes in one of his Shuvos, he writes, Shav Omlu Avoyseinu Avoyse Avoyseinu. Rav Sofer himself lived a couple hundred years ago, but he says, Avoyseinu Avoyse Avoyseinu, put in koiches always, and money, the kilu momin harbe, koiches and money, the gamnit staru tsar harbe, so we have koiches, money, and tsar, al zeh, ki yadua, al zeh, what's the zeh, is making sure that there was a Shabbos goy available. And a lot of the famous people have been Shabbos goy, and the latest, most famous was Colin Powell, but there were people who were in the neighborhood, I remember from my childhood, who was the great there who was on the block, who always was very helpful, and we always made sure to give her whatever we could in order to, pay her back to some degree for what she was doing. So, on one hand, everywhere, there was always a Shabbos day. On the other hand, ki yadua, amir la'akum also, it's also to tell a guy to do any more on Shabbos. So, why did they have Shabbos going around if it's also to tell a guy to do any more on Shabbos? And of course, this brings us to the question of, when is it also, and when is it mutter? Because obviously, sometimes it's mutter, and sometimes it's not. So, what's the makor b'chlal of this inyan of the isur amir la'akum? Actually quite a chomedic extreme makor, an extreme example. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos called Chof Aleph, and it's actually talking about a case that Rachmana Lutzlan, there was a fire on Shabbos in somebody's house. And again, it's pretty chomer because there is a fire going on, and Nochi Shebola Shabbos, and a guy came by and he's holding by putting out the fire. Ein oimrim lekabe, cannot tell him or give him any kind of instruction to put out the fire. Tosfos already points out that there's a tremendous chiddush in this particular case, because he says even though it's Issur Rabbanon, Issur Rabbanon. Why is it Issur Rabbanon? Because almost all kibui is going to be an Issur Rabbanon. It's a melacha she'einu tzricha legufo. You don't need the kibui. You don't have anything from kibui. The only kibui putting out a fire that ever becomes a melacha d'oraisa is when it's a melacha tzricha legufo, which is when you need to extinguish a fire in order to create something, as in creating a piece of coal or whatever it is, which is not the case when you're putting out a fire to save somebody's property. So it's a melacha she'einu tzricha legufo. It's a Rabbanon. They said the Rabbanon. Tremendous chiddush here. We have Issur Rabbanon. And Amir Al-Nochri telling a guy on Shabbos to do any malacha zakteisvus is also the Rabbanon. The Rai Bazei zakteisvus is a shvus to shvus. It's a double the Rabbanon. And yet, Tosfos points out, we have a Mishnah here telling us that a double the Rabbanon is awesome. The truth is, if we want to count up the various lessons that we find in that particular Mishnah, it's a triple thing, not only a double thing. Because, first of all, here we're finding out in this sugya, b'chlal, that Amir la'akim is also altogether. That not only can you not do a malacha yourself on Shabbos, but that you can't have a guy who fundamentally doesn't have any mitzvahs. Can't have him doing this on Shabbos either. Number two is that it's even when it says Rabbanon, as we just heard from Tosfos. And number three, I think many of us practically start to think about, it's all people, we shouldn't have such situations. But we're talking about somebody, or at least in the old days for sure, and even today, this is a person who probably every bit of property that he has is about to go lost. This is called mamonah, usually. Yeah? We're not talking about you know, stocks and bonds and whatever situations we have today with bank accounts and whatever it was. This basically, it's even up in flames. This was the person losing his whole life right here. That's Chatzon literally life, yeah? Because then there's no shy. But all of his money is gone. And we said, Amir Lachim also was beginning to see the Chaymer, you know, how much Chazal and Machmir in Amir Lachim. In fact, Rir Agro, the other day, Kufman Zayin, actually learns from this Makar, right here from this Sogia, he learns that for the Rabbonon, one can be expected to lose all of his money. So it's a tremendous chiddush, but this is the place where it comes from. On the other hand, I want to point out, and it's important to point out, as I alluded to very briefly, but too briefly, a second ago, but it needs to be said very clearly, that the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Kepaskin, that if there's a fire, one should call a guy because of the Pikuach Nefesh, which means Chas V'Shalom, there should be no question of Chas V'Shalom, any loss of life because of a fire. Rav Shmuel brings from the Mishnah Megillah over there, Mitzvah Lefarsim, he says, Loyle Hismameya, not to waste any time when there's a Shai Pikuach Nefesh and a fire, to waste no time and ask no questions and do what needs to be done to save life. And so again, back to that Mishnah, it's talking about when there's no Pikuach Nefesh, if there's no Pikuach Nefesh, that's the occur from that Mishnah, that Amir al-Akim would not be muti even for one to save all of their money, and even though it's a shayla of Eder al-Bama. Okay, so we're dealing with a serious situation. Which brings us to the simple question, which is, why is it also to tell a guy to do malacha on Shabbos? Not only does the guy have no issa to do malacha on Shabbos, but actually, as most of us are aware, a guy has issa to do no malacha on Shabbos. Goy Shoshavas, Charmitza Shabbos is not for a goy altogether. So why is it issa to be, to ask a goy to do a malacha on Shabbos? Right? So let's start first, before we get into reason, let's start with what the Makar is. So Rashi, rather Rashi al-Hatir, Rashi al-Chumash Pash, the boy, so Rashi on the Pasuk, so Yoy Mashri, he's actually talking about Yom Tov there, Mikra Kodesh, Yielochem, kol melocha lo yeose bohem. No melocha should be done on Yom Tov. And any of us who have a basic knowledge of a little bit of diktuk, it doesn't say kol melocha lo yisasu bohem. You should not do. You should not do melocha. Rather, it says no melocha should be done lo yeose. Right? This is in a passive terminology. And Rashi on that spot writes, afilu alidei acher. It shouldn't be done, means not only should you not do it, but it should even not be done by any others. The Ramban on the spot there asks, which others is Rashi alluding to? And he says, others, which others can it even be? He says, if there's any other yid, has their own answer. So that's not the others that we're dealing with over here. Zokta, Rashi is going back to a Mechilta. The Mechilta says, so, Dr. Ramban, this is the Makar from this pasuk. Kol malacha lo yeose bohem. So we learn from here that a guy can't do malacha for a yid. Dr. Smag, the Yireim, these are Bali Tosfos. Smag and Yireim are Bali Tosfos, and they have their Sifrei Halacha, and they write Taken that Amir la'akum is a deraita. He's taken the Smag and the Yireim, and that's what you would think. So I don't even know if you see a Mechilta like that, learns from a Pasuk that a guy can't do Malacha for you. So Chayyur, it's a Pasuk, is a Deraisa. However, on the other hand, and we just saw Tosfos who said that even though it's a Rabbonin and it's a Shvus to Shvus, so obviously Tosfos' approach is that Amir al-Akum, telling a guy to do Malacha on Shabbos, is not a Deraisa, it's a Rabbonin, Shasim, Yeresh Ben Gimel says that Bechol HaPoiskim, and all of the Poiskim, it is clear that it's a Drabonon, and the Ramban Zir Alatera writes that this is a Asmachta Ba'almo, which means it's not a Pasuk that we actually learn Halacha Deraita from, rather it's a Din Drabonon which was connected to a Pasuk. But the Mekoyer is not from the Pasuk, rather it's a Din Drabonon which was connected to the spirit of a Pasuk.
What
is the Ramban see that allowed him to say it's only a smach? I mean,
Bechira, like you just said, it's
Befeirish. Yes.
Was there something in the pasuk itself that said, yeah, well, it's not really so?
That's a terrific question. It's not one that I could answer you about. I don't think it's so. I think the questions you're asking is on the Ramban and on all of the other Yishayim, because it seems like besides the Yireyim and the Samag, all the Yishayim that was vice system is Seder and Kalasol, but it's not a Dereisa. There's no Issa Dereisa on this. The truth is, if you look in the Gemara, most of the stuff you're studying, you're going to have a very hard time understanding if it's a Dereisa. And as we'll go through tonight, and we'll see what the Heterim that come out, if it was a Dereisa, there probably would be no more complaints. I would assume that that's probably more, you know, it's probably the totality of what it says in Chazal everywhere that leads them to see that Mechilta not as a literal Issa Dereisa.
Isn't the Goyish Shav Karnisa Stira?
No, so that's what we're going to find out now. As we're going to go through the reasoning, we'll find out that there's no steer to that at all, although, like I said here recently, it's a red herring, that question. I said, well, what about Gresh Shabbos? We'll deal with that. It's not really a kasha, but let's see. Now, what are the reasons? And the Yishayim. The Yishayim bring reasons why Chazal asked it Amir Lakam. Reason number one is in the Rambam. Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, Shtei Tazim. It's also to tell a guy to do malacha for us on Shabbos. Afal pi, the Rambam asks the kasha, she'einu mitzuvah ala Shabbos. Even though he doesn't say goes to Shabbos, he says he doesn't have a mitzvah Shabbos, so why shouldn't we tell him to be mechal Shabbos? Dovah de also midivrei seifrim, Dr. Rambam, which means it's Issa de Rabbanon, kidei, she'leitie Shabbos kalo be'eineim, so that Shabbos should not become easy or light in our eyes. The Avoyu Lachas Vasmam, once Shabbos is not so serious to you because you're playing games and telling other people to do things, so what does that do? It does away with the whole massive of Shabbos. You can do your own Malachas also eventually, right? In other words, keeping the structure of Shabbos is a Mechayiv that no one else should be doing Malachas for you either. Again, this is easy to envision what it would look like. If we could tell any guy to do whatever we wanted, we would have everything up and running. And it wouldn't be any Shabbos to speak of, basically. Moshe was concerned about eating with Shabbos clocks. Moshe didn't want anyone to see a Shabbos clock because he says,
Yes, sir.
Shabbos clock. Why?
It's a practice
in
Israel.
Oh, so Moshe was saying, so before you turn around, you have a whole country running as usual, and you're using all kinds of machinery, so you did away with Shabbos. So therefore, that's Be'erich what the Rambam is saying over here, which is, again, his words, and I don't want to forget his words after all the longest, Kedei Shalaitiya Shabbos Kalabayna. Right? So we're doing this to keep Shabbos serious and to make sure we're taking it seriously. Reason number one, that's the Rambam's reason. Reason number two, Rashi in Avodah Zarah says Vav Amud Aleph, who brings a Pasuk in Yeshaya, a famous Pasuk in Yeshaya, that's in Perek Nun Ches Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Chibabitoi. You'll be mechabed the Shabbos, me'asoyis drochecho, you'll be mechabed the Shabbos from doing your drochim, your ways, and mitzoy cheftecho, the daber dover, right? Not to talk. What does that mean, not to talk? So it's famous what Chazal say, shlo yehei diburcho b'Shabbos ki diburcho b'choyosh, and speak on Shabbos the same way you speak every other week. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down, same as Shem Zayin. So Rashi, in Avodah Zarah there, on that Gemara, look Rashi has it. Rashi says, Umasha also li Yisroel, loymer la'akum afeli kach, the fact that it's forbidden for a Yid to tell a guy to do kach v'kach, mimshum mimtzei chavtzich ha'vadaber dova. It comes from this pasuk, he says, again, pasuk, meaning, the meaning of the pasuk, the ruach ha'advan of the pasuk, mimtzei chavtzich ha'vadaber dova, dibur also. Right? So this is an iser on dibur. Which dibur? One of the dibur in Rashi says is to tell a guy to do a malacha for you. That's one of the dibur that's also on Shabbos. That's reason number two, which means that since you're not allowed to speak about dvarim asurim and malachas on Shabbos, one of the ways that you're not allowed to speak about dvarim asurim and malachas on Shabbos is by telling a guy to do it for you. So this is reason number two. Reason number three, also a Rashi in the Gemara, in another place, actually in Shabbos, Takuf Nun Gimel, over there, the Gemara discusses what would be the heter, which it is, what the Gemara is saying there, that it's mutter for a guy to carry a Yid's wallet for him on Shabbos. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, what's the heter? Zok Rashi, Varehu Shluchoi Lisa Enu B'Shabbos. He's his shliach to carry it on Shabbos. So Rashi, in explaining what the Gemara's kasha is, that it should be also for a goy to carry the yid wallet on Shabbos, says he's his shliach to carry the wallet. So that should be the yisur. Rashi in Abay Dizor, Daf Chav Bey, Rav Yishenaf is shluchoy. Allah Musa Lolov. He's talking about, not about Shabbos, whatever it is. Again, Rashi uses Loshon Shliach. Okay. Here comes, of course, the Bikasha. Here's the Bikasha. He's saying the Goy is your Shliach. Aye. Ein Shlich L'Hakum. And what else? Ein Shlich L'Baraveira. And both of those Kashas are accurate. In other words, both of those things are true. A Goy is not a Shliach for a Yid, literally speaking. And there is no Shlich L'Baraveira, even if it is a Yid. So what are you telling me, that the Goy is your Shliach? These are the Bekashas, Shechon Ocharav writes about that. Avol midivrei soifrim yei shlichu tonochri l'chumra. Right? That the Chachom of Masakin shlichu tonochri l'chumra, it's not his own chiddush on his own. It's a sugya which we cannot go into, but it's a sugya in Bob Messiah, Nafayin Aleph, Magabe, Ribbis, and other Isurim that you see in the Gemara that the is shlichu tonochri in certain places. And so, Shechon Ocharav's interpretation of that is that the Chachom of Masakin this shlichus lechumra in certain places, and therefore that is the problem over here. Also, when it comes to amir la'akum the Shabbos, you're turning him into your shliach to do the malach on Shabbos. Okay, so let's just recap that. So we have three, and it's important as we're going to see. It's been after minutes. So again, there's three reasons why there's an issa of amir la'nochri. The three are, as we saw, the Rambam who says, Loiti a Shabbos Kala Beinayim. We want to make sure Shabbos is serious by us. We have the second reason, which is Daber Dovor, Dibur Osur. And we have the third reason, which is Arehu Shluchoi, Nafe Shluchoi, right, that he becomes a Shliach, and therefore it's considered as if the Yid himself is doing this Malacha. So those are the three reasons. Now, as mentioned, Rashi himself says two of them. Right? So if we were learning the EO now, could be we would start trying with Mechalik, is it a theory, is it not? But Halachadik Yeret, when we see Rashi bringing two different reasons, we understand that all of these reasons are true, and it's not a theory, and each one is not necessarily saying that the other one is Ishtazai, and these are all additional reasons, and as we're going to see, there's Nafkeminas that play out in different Halachic instances and situations, which each of these is important for. And let's try to see some quick nafkeminas, where it's a nafkemina, what is the reason for the issa of Amir al-Machir? Nafkemina number one. Serious question. Is it mutter to tell a goy on Erev Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos? So you go over there before Shabbos and say, listen, in an hour I need you to turn the light on for me. Can you do that or not? So it depends what the reason is, why it's awesome. So for example, what occurs immediately is that if the issa is v'daber dover, you're not talking on Shabbos, dibur also, so you're not talking on Shabbos, definitely mutter. So that would be a hetzer. So if v'daber dover was the only issue, you'd be allowed to do that without any issue. But the Rambam, the Feirish and that same Rambam, Paskins Halacha, also loy malen machri lasos lona malacha b'Shabbos, afu pisha oma loy mikoydem hashab. That's the famous. Even if you tell him before Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos, still also. Right? So what's the Rambam's chiddush when he says afu pisha oma loy mikoydem hashabbos? It's that the Rambam is giving a chiddush there that the daber dover is not the whole story. Because if it was the whole story, it would have been mutter to go say it on Erev Shabbos. Right? So why is it also? Well, the Rambam himself says what the reason is why it's also. And that's the reason that doesn't depend if it's Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos. And his reason is, Loitei Shabbos Kala Beinayim. And since Loitei Shabbos Kala Beinayim, and as we said before, you'll have the whole city running before you turn around. So planning it before Shabbos and giving all the instructions before is not good enough for that. And therefore, the Rambam Lashit Tosai, and he brings that reason, he tells you, okay, it's not going to be a hazard to do his faith before Shabbos. Another Nafkemina. What about Faket? What happens if you need a Malacha done after Shabbos? And you want to talk about it on Shabbos. So you tell the Goy on Shabbos, do this Malacha for me on Motzei Shabbos. So over there, again, If it's al shlichas, let's take the third reason. Shlichas, no problem. Shlichas can be a shlich. I can do it myself on Motzei Shabbos also. If it's the Yisraelite Shabbos Kaladei Nehem, can I just say that it's not a problem. But, Dabedover is a problem. You're not allowed to speak about Malachas and Yisraelim on Shabbos to anybody. Therefore, can't do it. Therefore, Dr. Rambam, the Afo, Pisha, Enoit, Sorech, Lois, the Malacha. And the Lachar HaShabbos, it's still also. Why is it also? The only reason it can be also is because of Dabedover, because it means the Etzim Dibur is also. Not the Malacha, the resultant Malacha, but it's the Dibur that's also. And therefore, since the Dibur is happening on Shabbos, that's the problem. And as I paskin, the Oruch HaShulchan, Reish Mem Gimel, and he is medactic this Ishmaka Nafkamin over here, he works it out. But the Rambam says Reish Mem Gimel Siv Dalin in the Oruch HaShul.
You could argue that the Dabedover only should apply when it's on Shabbos.
Good kizok. But so you see that the David Dover is talking not a malacha because then it's a din only mamish mesavid. A third nafkemina. Ramo and Shin Zayin, Siv Chavpei, it's going to be a scary Ramo over here to a lot of people. And he says that it's also to be meramis to a guy to do any malacha. You can't hint. Well, I think it's going to be scary because everybody thinks you can hint whatever you want. Dr. Amor, Kol Dova, so also Loima Lachalazes, also Lirmois Loilazes. Whatever you can't tell him to do, you can't hint him to do either. I'm not going to get into the Nafkamina. There is a difference between hinting and not, and there are cases where you can't say where you could hint, but those are with strong conditions. But in any case, we're not getting into that right now. There's not enough time at all. But you can't hint. Now, one second. Dabar Dover doesn't happen when you're hinting, right? Because you're not actually speaking out whatever it is. So that's not the problem. Shlichus, you didn't tell him what to do? No shlichus there. Yeah? So that's not either there. What's the issue here? Ramba, why see a Shabbos Kalabay in there? So you see how that plays out, right? You see each one of these things playing out in different places. The Hemshech over there, Zokter Amor, Avo Mutter, Lir moizloi, lasis malocha achar Hashabbos. You keep me meravis to do malocha achar Hashabbos. What's the problem with that? So here, you don't have a daber dover, because you're not actually speaking. You don't have shlichas, because what's being done after Shabbos is mutter. Kalabay nehem, you also don't have, nothing is being done on Shabbos, whatever's done is after Shabbos. So really, here you see how the Ramah plays out both sides of it. He says, you can't be meravis, whatever you know what I'm saying. But what if you don't have the Shabbos, you could be Meramis. And mainly, you don't have the Dabba Dover because you're Meramis. And all the other stuff is being done after Shabbos. So knowing the reasoning behind it helps you figure out how it works out Allah HaLamayim. Okay, another Nafkamina. This is Reisha involves Tef Aleph. Reisha involves Tef Aleph. Is a guy who wants to do Allah HaFariz. He comes, he wants to do whatever he wants to do. For you. Dr. Amor, you have to be moicha. Shouldn't do it. Be moicha, you shouldn't do it. Throw him out of the house, Dr. Amor says. You can't leave him in the house to do malacha for you. Now, there's no shlichas here. He didn't say a word. There's no v'dabed over here. He didn't say a word. Avaloiti ha-shabbos kalabay ne'em. There is. Again, there are exceptions to the rule of macho, which shall not be forthcoming right now. But l'maisa, again, as far as the nafkamina is concerned, again, as I mentioned earlier, Reb Moshe with the Shabbos clock, Reb Moshe when he wants to add the Shabbos clock, and Reb Moshe's words are, K'moisha Osru Amir La'akum, Mitam Zeh, he compares it to Amir La'akum, of course he's not comparing it to Amir La'akum of Shlichas, he's not comparing it to Amir La'akum of David Dova, he's talking about the comparison to Amir La'akum only with the Rambam of Leiti Shabbos Kala Be'Necha, Be'Nehem, and that's it. Interesting, the Chidor has a pirush on the video, on our regular video, Shamnu Bagadnu, etc. On each thing, he details what those Yisirim are. So by Dibarnu Toifi, he says, Dibarnu Lugay B'Shabbos Lassus Mlacha B'Yisr. Right, so again, what's that? That's it's a Dibur, that's what he's giving the Siachas to there, he's referring to it's a Dibur, which is a Dabed Ova, and that's that Yisir over there. There's a Prima Godim, a Tostam Ches, who says somebody has a rear bird in his yard, and he doesn't want the bird to fly away. So momentarily, he's able to access it, right? So he wants to go ahead and break the wing of the bird, so that he keeps the bird by him, so that it can't fly away. As Dr. Prima called him, you know how to do it. Tabalachai. So he's mistopic. Can he tell his goyish neighbor to break the wing of the bird for him? And he can't be over Tabalachai, but he wants to tell somebody else to do it. There's a tosa, Amir Lenochri. It's not about Shabbos. It's Amir Lenochri, Bishor Yisurim. Right? What's the Makar? Makar is a Gemara about Messiah. Also, Amir Lenochri, Bishor Yisurim.
So that's on Sunday he can't.
Yes. Nothing to do with Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch, that's Kepaskin, that there's an Yisur, Bishor Yisurim also. Chashamishpot and Ebenezer. Why? This goes back to Yesh Lech Dvar Aveiro and Lechumra. That's Shulchan Aruch Rav, who says, you can't use a guy that shlichus over here, right? No David Dover, no Shabbos Kala Beinayim. This is the shlichus of Dvar Aveir L'chumra. This Nageya also, by the way, Shiloh's the doctors. Yiddish a doctor, and Yiddish a doctor can have a Shiloh. What are there different Yisurim that a doctor can't do? Whether it's Sirus, whether it's Chabolah, you know what to do. And, you know, it'd be very convenient to call up your guy, your friend doctor, and say, yeah, I have a patient for you, take this guy and do kach l'kach with him. But you can't do that, because it could be Amir Lenochi B'Shar Yisurim. Again, if it has to be done, there's no question that it should be done by a Goyish doctor, not by a Yiddish doctor, and there is a machlokes about it. So if there's a case of necessity, it's definitely better that way, but it's clear that we should keep in mind it could be an Yisur of Amir Lenochi B'Shar Yisurim as well, and it should be studied well before anything like that is done.
But it's only on Shlichus. You can't say the Kalabay name by any other Isser, or that's only the Shabbos?
Well, Kalabay name is because it's a general matzah. It's not only just a mice and Isser. Shabbos is a baby, so it's a mice. Right, that's the Shabbos. Now, in the time of the Mishnah of the Gemara, in every bris, Zulchan Aruch brings, they had to wash the baby before and after the bris with hot water. This is something that was Sakona Gemura without it, which we recently learned over here in the morning shiur before davening. Didn't make a bris without it. If it was a choice, either to have a bris without hot water or not to have it, there was no bris, they did not make a bris. If no one says it's not the Messias anymore, Shtadu Ativim, but this is the way it used to be, and it's not a Chayim from Shin Lamed Aleph, it's not so. But in those days, you would not make a bris without hot water. There was no such thing. Now, what happens, you have a bris, you guys are supposed to make a bris on Shabbos, and you don't have hot water, whatever happens, you don't have hot water. Now, the Shaila, should you bring a goy to heat up the hot water, or push off the bris? Rabbi Shaila said, push off the bris. And don't have a goy heat up hot water on Shabbos. We're seeing how serious this is. And the Shaila says, that's Afkomas HaPoiskim, Shach Paskins. Clearly, and he says, it's Amir Lenochim Lachim Chorus. Yeah, again, it's not Chorus, because we're going to make the mitzvah after Shabbos, but it's the mitzvah shel koros. And still pushing off a mitzvah shel koros, rather than to be over on Amir Lenochi. The shaila is, what about bringing hot water? There is already hot water. Now, we're not going to have to ask the guy to boil hot water. There's hot water, but it's not here. It's in a different chasa. So now you want to bring hot water from one chasa to the next chasa, when it's already there. Now, we're dealing with Eser Drabon. And an Erevim, Samo Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara is Masiyah to do it, because the Goy is only doing an Isser Shavus. Hamela, the Shavus, B'mokim Mitzvah. Shavus, the Shavus, B'mokim Mitzvah, the Gemara is Masiyah the Goy, to do the Shavus, B'mokim Mitzvah. By the way, Tosfos in Gittin brings Deis of Yishayinim, who asked the Shavus, even B'mokim Mitzvah. But in Shulchan Aruch, the Mitzvah Ketov, Kuf Peivav, Siv Chof Alev, Yipaskin, Shavuos, the Shavuos, we walk a mitzvah, is Mutter. Mamashal, what's the case over there, is they have a shofar on top of a tree, it's the only shofar there is, and the only way to get the shofar is to get up the tree, a Yid is not allowed to climb up the tree, that's the Isha of the Rabbanon. So therefore, if that, you only have Yid in here, and you only have that one shofar, it's going to be Deuchem, it's the shofar because of it, can't be over on this or the Rabbanon. But a goy, paskin to Shulchan Aruch, can climb up the tree. Shvus to shvus, walk a mitzvah. Dr. Vilna Goyen, what's the makor? Erevin Samach Zayin on the base. Shvus to shvus, walk a mitzvah. His mutter, that Gemara, was bringing hot water from one chasa to the other. That's the hepa. No. What's the, why is the taka mutter? Why is the taka mutter? Okay. So, of course, it has to start off, the chayret, with the fact that Chazal were not Gezer and Amir al-Nohri on their own in Yonim. That's what Chayri would be the pashtus. But there's more to say. There's more to say. The Meishiv Dover, and it's it, the Meishiv Dover and Simon Chav, brings the Shittas Bala Itta, whose matir, even Amir al-Nohri b'dayayse b'mokimetsa. Again. Halachalai is not that way, but it's going to be useful to us now in understanding what's going on. The sheet is bala itur that amil and nochri b'mokem mitzvah muta even for the goy to be over the reiser b'mokem mitzvah. Why is that? He's all the shitase. He holds that the itur amil and nochri is a davidova. Right? Norvas, if the itur is also davidova, there is no itur davidova when it's not your divurim. It's the Buri Shomayim, it's Tzorchei Shomayim, it's Tzorchei Mitzvah. Right?
Turning down a light in the shoulder would be...
According to that, it would be Motor. Right? Trekta Nativ, why Taka? The rest of the Yishenim only matter Shavuos to Shavuos. Why they only matter Malachi D'Rabbanon? Why aren't the other Yishenim also matter a Malachi D'Raita, just like the Bala Hitta? Zakta, because there's other reasons. In other words, if it was only the Dabbat Dova, Givaldi. But since the Ramah Mumashal, who holds that like the Shabbat Kalabayne, therefore, we're never Matthew and Real Mokhir in the right, ever. But Shavuos to Shavuos, the Mokhir Mitzvah is Mutter. Simon Shin Zayin Sefei, Shavuos to Shavuos, the Mokhir Mitzvah, Mutter. Meshach Yisrael brings the Makar from Erev. But, now we get to what we have to get to. Which is this. So we have Shavuos to Shavuos and Mokhir Mitzvah. The Beis Yosef over there, and Shin Zayin adds another two places, two other Matzovim, of Heter besides Mitzvah. Shavuos to Shavuos is Mutter, not only Mokhir Mitzvah, but another two types of situations. One is, Vahu Shehiya Shom Miktsas Choyli, Oy, that was number one, and number two, Oyye Torich Ladover Tzorech Harbe. So he's broadening the cooler of Shavuos to Shavuos. That it's not only Shavuos to Shavuos and Mokhir Mitzvah, but Shavuos to Shavuos, the Mokhir Miktas Choyli, and Shavuos to Shavuos of Tzorech Harbe. What does Tzorech Harbe mean? What does that mean? That you need it. You really need it. What do you need? The Levush says that that's talking about Miktas Harbe. You have terrible pain from it. Everyone says Tzorech Harbe is even a hefsed moment. Hefsed moment is also enough to be matir shvus to shvus, and that's the Tzorech Harbe that's being referred to over there in the Beis Yosef. And again, what's the svar over here? Chazal, we're not gozer shvus to shvus, mokhir mitzvah. What's the mokhir mitzvah? The mokhir mitzvah could be the mitzvah of shmiras haguf v'hanefesh, is also part of a mokhir mitzvah. Hefsted meruva of money, we find all through halacha. Hefsted meruva of money is something that is taken seriously in halacha. It's also an inyan of bal tashchis. It's also an inyan of using the money for monetary mitzvahs, and therefore, shvus to shvus mokhir mitzvah, which is interpreted more broadly by the Shulchan Aruch. This is the situation, and therefore. In our Hashulchan, by the way, Hitaka says that svar, our Hashulchan, the Simit Shem Zayin says, the Kulon Mishumitzvah. All the three reasons are actually Shavuos to Shavuos Mokhir Mitzvah. It's not a reinterpretation of the whole thing. It's a broadening just in explaining how far the Mokhir Mitzvah goes. So, to make it clear again, we have over here Shavuos to Shavuos Mokhir Mitzvah. All that want to turn the Shavuos to Shavuos Mokhir Mitzvah into a Rosh HaTevis. Instead of Mokhir Mitzvah, they say Mokhir Matzah. What's Matzah? Matzah is Mitzvah, Tzar, and Hefsed Moment. So that's what we want to remember as of now, is that Shavus to Shavus is a place where Amir Abloch is Mutter, but the Shavus to Shavus has to come along with an important Tzayyuk, which is either Mitzvah Tzar, or Hefzid Mom, and again the Rosh Hashanah is the Matter, so we don't have to keep on going back to that again. Okay.
So this don't have to do with the Rabbanan, right?
Shavus to Shavus means
it's only in Rabbanan.
One Rabbanan is Amir Abloch. The other Rabbanan is whatever the Rabbanan is sending him to do.
And tzar, somebody who's a tzar chayla, that's called tzar, I assume. So, to tell the aide he needs a light on in his room, that's a deraisa, no?
That's exactly what we are going, what we're heading for, and it's on the list over here. Little by little, that's what we're going to get.
Here's
another shayla. These are the shaylas. These are the shaylas that you have to eventually get there. So we'll start with the easy stuff.
That's the mission to play.
Oh, that's not the chabon v'kasher. It's the chabon v'kasher. Chabon v'kasher, and you have to do it in a minute. So let's first move on to some easy lamaisa the kazachim that most of us will now be able to answer easily based on whatever we've seen up until now. And again, I really should have stressed. Now we're going to walk out of here tonight being the key of the holy name of Meir Akum. A lot of that in Shulchan Aruch. But we're trying to narrowly reach certain things which will help us have a pretty basic understanding of Baruch how it works. Okay, what happens? You have forgot to bring chalas to shalos shudas. That's it. It's shalos shudas, no chalas. You're supposed to wash on the lechem mishnah at shalos shudas, but you don't have anything. Can you have a goy bring chalas from choser acheres to the choser of, let's say, a hall, let's say, where there's a shalos shudas taking place, or a simcha, or such a place where shalos shudas takes place? Even without a simcha baruch Hashem. And so, again, going through a caramelist, I just find it down there, I said, it's a shavuos. So it's a shavuos, the shavuos, and welcome. It's when it's posher, then it's mota. Based on everything we've learned until now, there's no shilas, you can have a great bring house, the shalos shudas, if it needs to be brought, as long as you're not going through a shavuos and avim, the yais. Interesting shilas that's brought, is what happens, you had to say for Torah. This happens more often, not in the shul, but in a bunch of Sefer Torah. But let's say it happens in places where people are on vacation. Let's say they brought one Sefer Torah, let's say, to where they are. And that Sefer Torah is found to be possible. Can you have a goy bring a Sefer Torah to a different place? Let's say you have neighboring bungalow colonies. That's a lot of people, like New York people, like lots of bungalow colonies. So let's say there's neighboring bungalow colonies, and one of them has one Sefer Torah that became possible. 5 minutes down the road, you have another bungalow colony. And they have a Sefer Torah over there that's kosher. Now, question. Shavuos to Shavuos in the mountains is not a Shavuos Rav Dari, so it's very clear. Shavuos to Shavuos, Tzarich Mitzvah. L'chayr, be posher than a smuta. Why do I say it's interesting, Shaila? Because if Shlomo Klug has a tshuva somewhere where he says that you can't tell a guy to carry a Sefer Torah. Not because of the Shabbos. Damn. You can't tell a guy to carry a Sefer Torah. He says you can't have a guy carrying a Sefer Torah. So it's Shlomo Klug. Elamai. What?
Mizur.
Yeah. But L'chayre, however, if the only choice is either a goy carries a tzach, either a goy carries a tzach, or there is no kriyas atayra at all, it's good makam over here to say zel kvoida is a tzach, that should be read from, rather than there should be no kriyas atayra at all. Now what about, let's say, a child, a baby, is stuck on Shabbos, without an Erev, you know, let's say there was an Erev and the Erev got passed, let's say, and now you find the Erev is possible and the baby is in a place where the baby doesn't have the needs that it needs over Shabbos. Again, can you bring the baby to wherever those tzirochim are? Again, it's going to be mutter. Shus to shus to makom mitzvah, there's no question that's makom mitzvah. Now what happens about shoveling snow on Shabbos? Shoveling snow on Shabbos, yeah? That's something that here sometimes, I'm told that it sometimes could happen here. But this should be a service, maybe to shovel snow on Shabbos. Can you have a good shovel snow on Shabbos for you? Now, is it a mock matzah? Or not, right? Is there no mock mitzvah there? Tzar? Hefzid? What's going on? So again, if it's very dangerous, right? This dangerous ice, people can seriously hurt themselves. Okay? That's a different story. Otherwise, for convenience sake, there wouldn't be any hatred to it, right? If it's going to be a hazard again, then that's the fair shalach and shulchan aruch as well about hefted of danger. What happens if there's a dangerous thorn or something rolling around? It's just not even a yid, it says, is mut to take it away. Even a yid to take it away, because that's one shulchan to rabbanon. It's ready mut and kolshkein when we're talking about a groy. And Kolshkein, by the way, in front of a shul, where it's a Tzerech Rabim, and it could be Tzerech Mitzvah, and the Kruach Mavis, then it will be Mutter. But, barring all that, L'chayri will be no Heter to do it, because there's no more Kamasa otherwise.
If he's under contract, so that you didn't even have the Amira on Shabbos, he comes on his own.
See, that's an interesting discussion, because sometimes what's used for that is to say that the guy, in this case, is actually not even doing it for you. Doing it for himself, he has to satisfy.
You don't have to be
moved. So that would be the shiloh over there, mahal b'chalal, like I said before, has kamoyim. You don't always have to be moved. It depends on what's going on. If a person would be able to do it for himself. Briefly, the vart of mahal is that the only reason you have to be moved is because otherwise it's clear that he's doing it for you anyway. But let's say it's not doing it for you because, let's say, for example, any person walks into a house without asking permission in the dark in the house and he walks in, I'm not going to worry about you, sir. Do you mind if I turn on the light? I mean, are we okay over here? So, for himself, he wants to be able to walk around in there. He doesn't need you, he doesn't care about you. He has no less of a service for himself than for you. Nor would he normally ask permission to check
in. He's not walking in the parking lot. He's driving by.
Okay, Mechadana. So it would depend on the circumstances.
What's the issue of moving around
this place? Okay, Lechayr only is to...
Okay,
it's not clear if it's called Mailad or not. That shouldn't be a problem. The chayyur, the only problem would be, I thought. Well, avora. 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 Yeah. Could be there's no issa on Shabbos, except those doing the chayyur. Well, the chayyur is not an issa for a goat to go. So, okay. Now let's get serious. What about you have a fire on Shabbos, on the stove, and it goes out. The fire goes out on the stove on Shabbos. Can you call a guy and have him turn on the fire? It's a deraisa to light a fire on Shabbos, right? So you're dealing with an issa deraisa. It's only one shmuz. Amir l'nachri is one shmuz. So l'chayre, I can help you. Mokka mitzvah is not going to be good enough. The heter would only be if there is a fire. And there is food, which is already cooked. And it's yovesh. So you don't have an issa of bishul achabishul. And the fire is there already. So now it's only a Shail Chazoru, B'Shabbos. In that case, it's only the Rabbanon. So then you have Shmuz to Shmuz. If it's a Mokim Masa, Mitzvah, Tzar, or Hefzid, you would be able to have the guy put the food onto the existing fire. But to light a fire, you don't know how to at all.
Is there any difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur?
Lighting a fire, it's not Mokim Masa to the Chal.
For cooking, even for cooking.
It's only using an existing fire. You can't light a fire.
How about the gas that's now permeating your house?
Okay, so that's the problem. If you can get a guy to turn it off, it's great. In fact, you have to turn it off yourself.
Why can't you turn the gas off yourself?
Yeah. Okay, it's a shayl mukta,
no, because if you turn it off, it goes by the igniter.
You do it really quickly.
Are you
going to take that, Jim? Okay, so I'll go with the lighter. Here we get to the shilas that were brought up over here before, and this is the part that I think really needs to be discussed. Can you have a goy turn on an electric light on Shabbos? So of course, the shilah is again going to be the same shilah we had the whole time, which is it's a good place to mention over here, that anytime you want to ask you to do anything, you really need to ask yourself two questions. What and why? What do you want him to do? What is that? And why do you want him to do it? Right? So what? Of course, the shaila which we discussed, is it a deraisa or a derabbanan? And the why, is it a mokim masa? Which means mitzvah tzar hefset. If it's a derabbanan, it's a mokim masa, it's mutter. So the shaila is over here. The question is going to be, the why is mokim masa, let's say. What about the what? What is the what? What's the malacha? on the Shaila, which we a little touched on in one of our previous shiurim, but I want to go through it more thoroughly right now. So first of all, what about the old light bulbs? Some of us still have some of them. Those are the incandescent light bulbs. What was the issur on those? So the issur on those is a Rambam in Shabbos Perek Tes Halacha Vav Hamechamim Es Hamatches Ashenase Gacheles Areza Toilas Mevatches. If you heat up metal until it becomes Gacheles, meaning it's red hot, it's Mevatches. The Makor is the Gemara Yevamos, which says Malibishul Tefila, Malibishul Samamonim. Whatever it is that you're cooking on Shabbos, even if it's a piece of metal, it's a problem. The Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, HaMechamim Es HaBarzel Kedei Letzarfei B'mayim, HaYiz HaTorlos Mavir V'chayiz. Right? Another Rambam, so we had a Rambam who said it's Torlos Bishul, we have a Rambam who says it's a Torlos Mavir, Bishul is cooking, Mavir is lighting a fire. Either one of them, the Lecha Mishnah on the spot explains that both of them are true. First Bishul happens, afterwards you have Havara, if you're doing it for Letzarfei B'mayim. Mishnah Brura brings both of the two halachas of the Rambam, both of them are true. And therefore, when you have incandescent light bulbs, the Isra over here is going to be Mevasel and Mavir. So turning on such a light on Shabbos, by the way, again, I mentioned over here, at least one electrician claims that the incandescent light bulbs, that little filament over there, can go up to 4,000 degrees, actually. 4,000 degrees, sounds like a guzman, but it's magic. But it's Bishul Mamish. It's Issa Deraisa, no question about it. And therefore, he Yadua, like I mentioned here in the past, that Chaim Moser, Dafke used an incandescent light bulb for Bari Mari Aish, by Avdol, Allah, Islam, Allah, Allah, it's Aish Mamish. And he wanted to make sure everybody understood that. He made a Bari Mari Aish on an incandescent light bulb. And therefore, is it a heter? Is there any heter to turn on?
The same thing.
Yeah, I love it. It can also be useful, except in that other share, I mentioned that the other reason is not true. Zeitgeber reason. But I'll compare it. What about, okay, so that's thinking of light bulb. What about fluorescent light bulb? Fluorescent light bulb is also the right thing. This is a tremendous question, but there is no filament in a fluorescent light bulb. Right? It's cold gas. It doesn't become hot. It's lighting up. But over there, we also need to know the starter over there. The starter is vice versa deraisa because it has to be turned on. And right in the beginning, you have heat right there, and that's not starting.
Starter, yeah.
Yep, the starter, you can't do that either. Okay, so lemaisa, therefore, you can't tell a guy to turn on a light on Shabbos according to that. Now, what about in a shul? What about in a shul? You have a shul, and the lights are off. And you can't tell. I'm sure it's happened in every shul. I'm sure it's happened in every shul. It's not the only place that. No, it's not the only place that. Okay. So it's in the midst of the rabbi. So, some were matir to tell a guy to do malacha d'raisa, let's say, midst of the rabbi. The Neid Behuda, the Neir Chaim, the Malam and Gimel, was talking about the night of Yom Kippur, Helix the Nacht from Yor, and the Olam wants to be able to say to you, Tim, and everything else that needs to be said on your Kippur night. And he says as follows. Me BK Zois Le'ativa Le'im Repiyutim. We're asking the Le'im Repiyutim. Mutav Lo'yon Repiyutim. V'yishmu Me'ashat. For whatever reason the Shatz was able to say it. Maybe he had a candle by him. V'lo'yasu Dover Oso Le'roiv HaPreskim. So, from his lesson, it seems that Roiv HaPreskim holds that you can't be matir even for Mr. Dirabon. It seems that there's a miut HaPreskim holds that you could, which is good to know. It's good to know it, because Tochshikol Adas could be, that there's a mocha to be matir. However, we need to realize it's a Dov HaChomer. Gelda, I found in Be'er Moshe, Be'er Shina, the Chedor Vav Kuntus Electric, Simon Chav Zayim, to bring from Gedolei Achreinim, who found the most mahatul there from Mr. Rabban turning on a light. So it's good to know that that's out there. It's also good to know that the Yehuda says that they first can not matter. And therefore, go back up and claim by.
So the time heter is not because the time heter is Rabban, not because it's not the Raisin. Right?
It is the Raisin. Okay, now here comes the question, Azari. I think this is what you meant. What about calling the guy to put out a light? Okay? Put out a light. Oh, so now we're going to go back and have a geshmak of oil based on what we discussed before. Putting out a light, is it the Reis or the Rabbono? It's the Rabbono. Why is it the Rabbono? Because Moshe is the Lugufa, even if it's Kiboy, but Kiboy is Shein Esrich Lugufa, is it the Rabbono? That's what we're going to get to Yoshael. So if Kiboy is Shein Esrich Lugufa, is it the Rabbono? So that's Mutter, even without the Rabbin. Aye, the Kasha, Bombay Kasha is, what are you talking about? That's the whole Makariya Issa. The whole Makariya Issa is the Mishnah that says you can't have a great room and have a fire on Shabbos even when it's in the Lach of the Rabbanah. The Bombay Kasha. And this is the Kasha directly here because it's direct case. But it's just the Kasha in every single word we said tonight. Mavos, Zok Tiran, he asked that Kasha and he says, Kiboy, he says, could be a deraisa. It could be a deraisa. You can do kiboy in order to make a pechom. So you could do kiboy, which is tzricha l'gufa. They made a gzera there for the asa, even if it's any tzricha l'gufa. Kivega says that the answer is taka asa. He says taka asa to do. Right? Taka asa. Even walka mitzvah. But lamaisa, a lot of priests can say that it's mutter to do because the Ram feels that he does it. I didn't say the whole Rav. When there's a fire going on and a person is going crazy and he doesn't have his wits about him, as soon as you say somebody can put out the fire, so he'll put out the fire. Right? So we say nobody can go near the fire. Now he can't either go near the fire. So that's the problem over there, Zokhtiran. Tari Bazaar, a regular case where it's not a fire. It's just a regular bulb or whatever it is. What he goes through. There's another shame as far as that they say based on that same shtickle around where he says, because this it could become it can never become in a bulb. Putting out the lights is never going to be a malacha tzirich l'gufa. And therefore, and there, you could say, on that structure around, it could sometimes be a malacha tzirich l'gufa. But on a bowl, they never can be a malacha tzirich l'gufa. In any case, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, even according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, wants the asah, but he's talking about kibui eish, so this is not going to be true, even according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. In this case over here, of putting out the lights, it should be mutter, even according to the Kivaiga, Rav Tam, by the way, was makel in any electric bulb to put out through a goy, a mokum seich. Yeah.
Mokum seich. An LED bulb, though, you mentioned LED bulb should be a problem.
Yeah. So right. I didn't mention LED bulb because I don't know how it works. We're going to have to get some more.
LEDs aren't a problem at all. There's no age to know it. I mean, from my understanding.
It's a quantum effect. I mean, it's amazing what's going on there. It's what Einstein called the spooky stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so the spooky. So now, we're dealing with, so Reuven, according to your understanding, you're saying that LED bulbs, you should be able to call a guy for, not a
deriser? Is that
right? What? I said not a deriser.
I don't think
it is. Okay. LED. Hey? That's the next reason to get only LED bulbs in there. Okay. What about things that don't have to do with lights altogether? What about an alarm? What about an air conditioner? What about a refrigerator? These are the shilas that people are coming across all the time. Of course, again, now, first of all, there are certain electric appliances which have in them an electric coil which heats up, and again, so back to the regular chemo maskers. For example, you have a crock pot, you have an urn, you have all kinds of heaters and whatever it is, anything that generates heat. You can have the exact same showers as an incandescent bulb. That's the story over there. That's all awesome of the reaction. But what if you don't have anything like that at all? So what's the issue altogether? Chaz Mish says that it's boina. Rav Henkin said that it was makib patish. Others say that it's moilid. Whatever it is, we approach electricity as a deraisa, and therefore it's not so clear to turn on any kind of electric appliance through a guy. However, what we're going to approach immediately, yeah?
Electric, is it because of the element or is
there electricity? No, there? When there's an element or a coil or whatever it is, plus it's the deraisa. But, however, again, Rav Henkin, like I said, the Chazanish and others held that all electricity is the deraisa, even when it has nothing to do with it.
The Chazanish held this deraisa, and the Chazanish told that mostly
for
some
Zalman,
most of the all held electricity.
It's not a Chazanish. Zalman argued on the Chazanish.
Yeah, no, I'm saying most of the rope posts can hold electricity to Rabbanon. Only the Chazanish and a couple others.
But they're big people. Chazanish and Rav Henkin, who is the biggest one around here. So let's see if we can work with the Chazanish first, and then we'll see about the Chazanish. First of all, what about putting off, let's start with that, the easy part. You want to be able to go in and out of your house. There's an alarm system set. You need somebody to switch it off. It can be switched off, right? That's the Shavuos to Shavuos. The Makom Tzairich. There's no question that this Makom Matter is stuck in your house all Shabbos otherwise. What about to have a guy turn on the switch of a Shabbos clock so that the light shall later go on? That's a Groma. Groma, Zichad Rabbanu. Makom Mitzvah, Shavuos to Shavuos and Makom Mitzvah. It's Mutter. What about turning on the heater on Shabbos? Makom Tzairich, yeah? The heater, I just had this child recently. What about putting on the heater on Shabbos for Malkum Seder? So Chayra, first thing that occurs to you is, no, it's Bishul, for Malkum Seder. Over here is the famous Shulchan Aruch, and then the simulation I involved, which says, I could Chayla made Tulsina. When it comes to cold, everybody's considered a Chayla, and therefore we have a Heter over there to call a Goy. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Master Chiddush, brings to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, and the Chassidus says it also in his Chuvis, to be makel even to turn on an air conditioner when it's very hot on Shabbos, and it could be compared to the makom of choili that there is in cold. So they say that it's worse than tina that they bring in the Gemara. That you know, if they hakuchel with tina, so definitely hakuchel with so too much heat. If you get heat stroke or whatever it is, some people get dehydrated. The stories I make all the time. Every time the heat wave, that somebody who couldn't whatever something happened to Rachel Lopin. What about a refrigerator? The refrigerator. What happens? The refrigerator has in it a light. First of all, a light, right? And the light is on. So that's a mocha deraisa. You shouldn't be able to open it up. And the chayit, you shouldn't be able to call a goy to open it up because it's a shayla b'deraisa. Zokter meisha. Chiddush, we shouldn't walk in Avram, but this is a gevaldik, and it's a chosh of a zach, and it's a broader inyan, is that in Amir la'atum, there's no issue of secretion. What, you open up a refrigerator, what's the issue to open a refrigerator door when there's a light on inside? Tainim is common, right? But it's a secretion. But a goy doesn't have an issue of secretion. You can tell it ready to do a secretion. For example, Salochot has brought, normally you have a shlak on top of your sukkah, it rains on top, and you have a whole bunch of water there, and right underneath, you have a garden, and you're going to empty the water off your shlak, and you're watering the grass on Shabbos. Yontif, whatever it is, right? It's the Zereya. Secretion. But Morgan Avram, you're allowed to tell a guy to do it. Why? You tell him the Meister Heter. You don't get involved in whatever resultant stuff that there is. It's a secretion. Secretion is Mutter. Meister tells it to the refrigerator. Now again, obviously, if we're remembering what we discussed earlier, the Dabed Dovah, the easiest way to get rid of the Isser, and to understand why it's not an issue with secretion altogether, is because of a Dabed Dovah. Right? The Dabed Dovah, you're not saying anything. We're talking about a Melechus Heter altogether. Shlichus, I didn't make you a shlich to turn on the light, I said open the refrigerator, I'm going to do with the light altogether, and therefore the shlichus is for a Meister Heter, not for a Meister Isser, and therefore the Mutter to tell a Goy to open up the fridge, and just to end off, the Meisha says, what are you going to do from here on? So you had the Goy open the fridge for you. Mazel Tov. Now you tell you, now what are you going to do now for the rest of the time? Dr. Moshe, this should again be postured according to everything we discussed tonight. Count on screw the light bulb. Why? What's the problem? Kibbutz. Kibbutz is in the Rabbanon. And therefore, that's okay. Shavuos to Shavuos and Makom Mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? So it's Shabbos, Oinik Shabbos, etc. And therefore, that's also Mitzvah. So again, Halacha L'maaseh. What happens? You have a fridge. This happens to everybody. The fridge, the light stayed on. What can you do? Call the guy. Have him open the fridge. Have him do whatever needs to take over there to take the thing up or unscrew it, whatever you have to do to turn off the light bulb. And I'll just end by this last final thing, which is, any guy you bring, make sure they're actually a guy. That is very important, because often you find out after who knows what that the guy is not a Shabbos guy, he's actually a Shabbos yid. And you don't want that to happen, Chas V'Shalom. So find out if he's a guy and make sure that he's not doing it because he's a yid who doesn't care.
Rabbi, you didn't mention the idea of hinting. You said, how are going to do this? Did I miss it?
Hint that, oh, look at this, there's right. The remiso is no good. Yeah. Sorry, I said I wasn't going to speak much about that. I'm so sorry.
There's water.
Oh, okay. So how does a janitor do what we want? Right? A janitor in yeshiva. He does, pulled over or something, right?